Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Nitzavim, and I'd like to focus our shmuz today not only on Nitzavim, but also as we find ourselves literally 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to tie in the parasha with Rosh Hashanah, and hopefully develop one or two themes that are extremely important for us as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah and for the big day. Haba Aleinu L'Tova. The parasha begins. It's one of the shortest parashas in the Torah, only 40 psukim in the whole parasha. It begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, which means you are standing. You are standing. Nitzavim is standing. Hayom today, Kulchem, everyone is standing. You're all standing together today. Who's included in that? Who's everybody? Pasuk says, Rasheichem, your heads, Shivteichem, your tribes, Ziknechem, the elders. And then it says, Kol Ish Yisrael, everyone's here. Tapchem, your children, Nesheichem, your wives, the ger, the convert, everybody, from the woodchoppers to the water drawers. And what are you here for? To pass before Hashem, bivris, with the covenant that Hashem is making with you today. And the pasuk is talking literally, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Bnei Yisrael, and telling them, guys, you're about to pass before Hashem in a bris. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that this pasuk, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem, is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim, and the parallels are very strong. Atem, you're all standing. That's what we do, we stand on Rosh Hashanah before Hashem. Everybody included, all included in the standing. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah teaches us, on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bai Olam, everybody in the world, Ovrim Lefanav, pass before Hashem, Kivnei Maron. Pass before God, like sheep, according to one opinion in the Mishnah. Everybody passes before Hashem. It's a day of judgment. So already the first pasuk of the parasha links into Rosh Hashanah. We're all standing before Hashem. But the pasuk continues. It tells you who's there. Everybody's there. It tells me, you know, there's the heads, the top, the bottom, the water drawers. What's the idea? What's the connection between that and Rosh Hashanah? What's the idea that the Torah is delineating, listing off everybody, all people, all walks of life, the heads, the top, the bottom, what's the message behind that? I boast that there's a very, very important message that is embedded over here in the first psukim of the parasha. That's a very, very important message for Rosh Hashanah. It's also a very, very important lesson for life, not just for Rosh Hashanah. And that's as follows. In life, I boast that there's two ways to look at yourself. There's two ways to look at you in relation to the world. There's the approach that there's three people in the world. Me, myself, and I. All three of those people, that's one approach. Where the world is basically just like, you know, something in the background, but it's all about me. The mashal I like to give that I heard many, many years ago, actually, my Shana Aleph in Israel. One of my rabbeim took a marker, you can look at the board right now. They usually have visual aids while they have shmuzes, but he used to draw. He drew a big circle, and he put a little dot in the middle of the circle. The big circle is the world, and what's at the epicenter of the world for many people, unfortunately, it's about me, myself, and I. You know, everything in the world is just how it relates to me. If it makes me feel good, it's good. If it makes me feel bad, it's bad. It's all about me, myself, and I. That's one way to look at the world, unfortunately, which is a very, very egocentrical, me kind of mentality. That's one aspect. Abosai, what we have to understand is that that's not the right way to look at the world. We're supposed to look at the world as a klal. What's a klal mean? What's klal? There's a prat and there's a klal. What's a klal? There's a wholeness to the world. It's not just about me. It's not about the dot in the middle of the circle and everything else revolves around me in the world. No. There's a massive world that Hashem created. A massive world with billions of people on this world. There's Rasheichem and there's Shivteichem. There's heads, there's Rabbanim, there's Gedolei Yisrael. There's regular people in Yisrael. There's the people that are the stronger parts of Yiddishkeit. People that are the upper elements of society and the lowers. We have to look at ourselves as part of a klal, not just about me, myself, and I, but as part of the big unit of the Jewish people. That's a whole different way to look at the world. Then it's not, the circle is not me. The circle in the middle, the dot in the middle of the circle is Hashem. And everything around there is just how we can bring honor to Hashem's name in the world. I want to share with you an amazing medrash, an amazing concept. Listen very, very carefully. There's a story in Sefer Melachim that describes a woman whose name is the Isha HaShunamit, or the Isha HaShunamis, however you like to say her name. Who was this woman? Isha HaShunamis was a woman who basically decided that a great Navi, Elisha, the prophet, was coming to her house, and he was passing through her town, and he needed a place to stay. He and his helper, Elisha's helper's name was Gehazi, very good. Gehazi and Elisha needed a place to stay. So this Isha HaShunamis, whenever Elisha came to this place called Shunem, he would go ahead and stay by her house. And when she realized that he was staying by her house all the time, he and his helper, you know what he did? You know what she did, this woman, I'm sorry? She made him a nice attic. She made him a special room. What was in that room in the attic? There was a bed. There was a lamp. There was a table. That's it. A place for Elisha, whenever he came to Shunem, for him to collapse. Elisha had a karas hatov. He said, wow, she's so nice to me, this lady. She's doing really wonderful things to me. How can I repay her? So he said to his servant Gehazi, he said, go find out what she needs. Go ask her what she needs. And so, what happened was, Gehazi does a little poking around investigation. He finds out this woman, this Isha HaShunamis, does not have a child. What does a woman want in this world more than having a child? The answer is nothing. Women want to have children. Men also do. But women, all she wants is to have a child, and she doesn't have a child. And so, listen very carefully, Elisha approaches this woman. It says in the pasuk, Vayi Hayom, it was on that day. The Zohar says, what day was it? Rosh Hashanah. Elisha says, you know, today is the big day. Today is the Yom HaDin. Today is where everything is decided. I'm a prophet. I'm pretty connected with Hashem. I'll make you a deal, he says to her. Hayesh ledaber loch el hamelech? Should I go ahead and speak on your behalf to the melech? Who's the melech? Hashem, it's Rosh Hashanah. Hamelech. It's Rosh Hashanah. What an opportunity. She has no children, and she's approached by Elisha, and Elisha says, you want me to go speak to the king for you? I could maybe hook you up with a child or something like that. And what's her response, Rabbi Hussein? Says this Isha HaShunamis back to Elisha. Four words. Besoch ami anochi yoshaves. Which means, I sit amongst my people. Which means, don't single me out. Don't ask for special favors for me. If I'm singled out, you know what's going to happen? They're going to say, oh really, does she deserve it? Let's look at this, and that, and this, and that. And maybe they're going to say, you know what? She doesn't deserve it. I'd rather be, said the Shunamis, among my people. Because I realize that if I'm among my people, I have this chus of the tzibur. I have this chus of the klal. There's a special zechus, a special merit that the klal has, that Klal Yisrael has, that we want to be a part of. Individually, who knows what's going to be with us this year? As a klal, we're going to be okay. How do I know this? So in the sugya that we learned before today, it's amazing hashgacha. In the sugya we learned before today, we're discussing, is there a mitzvah of simcha on Yantiv or not on Rosh Hashanah? Some say yes, some say no. And the Vilna Gaon quoted the Yerushalmi, I don't know if you saw it, I think some of you saw the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, you know what's unique about these people? When you go to court, usually, how do you go to court? You go to court with clothes that are not so perfect. You go to court a little bit frazzled, you go to court not looking your best because you're worried, you're nervous, your hair is not kempt, you don't shave or get ready, you come in. You ever see these people that are on trial come into court? They come in with these, you know, these unshaven grizzly beards that they've been growing for a very long time. They come unkempt, they look like, that's how it is in the world at large. How do we come to Rosh Hashanah? White clothes, suit. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to shave if you can. Before Rosh Hashanah, you should shave if you can. If you can't grow a beard, it's not your fault. Tal Rav Chaim, it's not your fault. You're supposed to shave. You're supposed to come into Rosh Hashanah looking nice and clean and neat. Why? Says the Yerushalmi, you know why? Because we're confident that we're going to come out of the din victorious. How can we say that? How can anybody say, I'm okay, I'm good, I did nothing wrong in this past year, I'm going to come out okay? Who can say that? The answer is, you know what? Maybe we can't say that individually. But guess what? Collectively, the Jewish people, it's going to be okay. And the more we connect ourselves to the Jewish people, the more we say, you know what? I'm not about me, myself, and I. I'm not a big world that has a circle of dot in the middle that's all about me. But no, I'm part of a klal. I'm part of a tzibur. I'm part of something which is greater. That is a tremendous zechus for us in the Yom HaDin. B'soch ami anochi yoshaves. I'm like everybody else. I don't need to stand out. I don't need to like be woo. Look at me. Whatever. No, that's not what it's about. It's about being part of the klal. There was a great yeshiva in Europe called Kelm. Have you heard of Kelm? Okay, now you heard of Kelm. And there was a great Rosh Yeshiva of the Kelm. His name was the Altar of Kelm. And he used to put up a sign before Rosh Hashanah. And the sign said something like this. Everyone's always looking for different ways to pass judgment. How do I emerge okay from the Yom HaDin? He would say to his students, I'll give you the following tip. You should become a person that the masses need. Become a person that others need. And that'll be the zechus for you to survive. Why? Again, it's not about you. They need me. You know why? I'm a person that smiles in the hallway. And the Yeshiva Torah Traga, Tafshin Ayin Tes, that's about to begin, is a happier place in this yeshiva because Yehuda smiles with his nice white teeth as he walks the hallway. So you know what? Everyone needs him here. If my friend is sick in the room and I think, you know, maybe I could bring him lunch because he probably is not going to come to lunch because he's not feeling well. And I bring him lunch. You know what? Hashem looks at him and says, you know what? I'm not going to only judge Daniel as Daniel. Daniel is also needed by Donnie. Because Donnie, sometimes, I should feel good always, but if Donnie's not feeling well, Daniel worries about Donnie bringing food to his room. So you know what? It's not only a judgment on us, it's a judgment on us and those around us, those that we affect, those that affect us, Rabbi Osai. So said the Altar of Kelm, you want to be a person that passes judgment? Become a person who others need. Become a person who's important in society, not because you're trying to gain respect, kavod, and honor, no, because you're a person that cares about other people. Rabbi Osai, the year's about to begin. It's pretty crazy. The new year's about to begin. We have 72 hours or so, something like that, till Rosh Hashanah, till Tafshin Ayin Tes, Habali Latova comes into being. And there's a lot of things to think about, probably. A lot of things to go on, that should be going on in our mind as we hopefully prepare for the big day. I want to just give you one point of reflection to think about. This is not the only thing that you should think about, but one thing to think about as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah. That's as follows. Ask yourself this question. How much do I love Am Yisrael? How much do I love my people? If I got into a cab and the cab driver was smoking, which he shouldn't be doing, do I love him enough to say, you know, my dear friend, maybe it's not good for your lungs. Your lungs are probably getting blacker. Even if I don't say that to him, which maybe it's a little uncomfortable to say that to him because he'll laugh at me, I'm American, I don't know anything. Maybe I should think that. I walk into a car, I see a cab driver, a random cab driver smoking. I say to myself, you know, maybe he has a wife and children. Maybe they don't like the smell. Maybe he has passengers that come in his car all day long. And I could be affected by my surroundings. I look outside in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh on Shabbos, or even worse, on Rosh Hashanah, and I see people driving a car. And they're not all going to the hospital to have babies. I wish they were. They're not all going to the hospital to have babies. Where are they going? I don't know. To hang out with friends. To to places that are open on Rosh Hashanah, which are very few in Yerushalayim, thank God. What do I say to myself? Okay, it's not me. It's not my family. Or no, that's my brother. That's my sister. I care about them. It saddens me to see that. And my brother and my sister are not, don't know Rosh Hashanah is. We learned this morning, Mesilas Yesharim, the definition of Avas Hashem. If you remember from this morning, it was only a few minutes ago, some of us weren't there. Most of you are. Avas Hashem, Mesilas Yesharim writes, it's not only that I love Hashem, but just like in a family, if there's many siblings, and the parents are doing well with most of the siblings, but one child and the parents are not doing so well. Let's say there's a rebellious child, Rachmana Litzlan, a child that's what they call off the derech, Hashem Yirachem. And it's causing major strife. You know what? Of course it bothers me how it affects me, but it also bothers me how it affects the whole family dynamic. It's not a perfect picture. My parents are suffering. My father is suffering. If Chas V'Shalom, my brother or sister is off, is not where they should be. Yeah, you know what? If we see someone driving a car randomly on Shabbos, guess who's suffering? Our father's suffering. If we love Hashem, you know what that means? It bothers us that there's a car driving on Shabbos. It bothers us. It bothers us that there are thousands of people in this country that don't know Shema. If you start Shema Yisrael Hashem, they can't finish Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They can't finish the pasuk. That bothers us. You know why? Because we're part of Klal Yisrael. New Year's resolutions. We close with this. New Year's resolutions. This year I'm going to do a lot. I have a lot of things on my list. Hopefully, I want to get better in Gemara. I want to work on my midos. Those are all wonderful things. We should try to do that also. But we should not ever forget that we're part of a klal. We're part of an amazing people. We're part of Am Yisrael. We're part of the chosen nation that Hashem chose at Har Sinai thousands of years ago and said, "Vatem tihiu li, please be from your mamlechas kohanim l'goy kadosh." We're part of that people. The more we look at ourselves as part of Am Yisrael, the more connected we are to our people, the more we make ourselves an asset to our people, the greater chance we have to be zochah b'din. Atem nitzavim hayom kolchem. You're standing today. You're standing today in judgment. But you're not alone. You're standing b'soch ami. You're standing among your people. And of course, Hashem judges us individually, but He also judges us as part of a community. We should be zochah rabosai to be amazing members of that community. We should be zochah to look out for each other, to care for each other, to smile at each other, to enjoy each other's successes and be there, unfortunately, when each other's challenges come up. We should be zochah to be that great Am that we were supposed to be. We should all be zochah to have a wonderful year. Yekasiva v'chasimah tova. All the best.